Ah, there we are. Hello, world.
Hello.
Annyeong.
Annyeong.
Bonjour.
Gute Nacht.
As another storm rolls in.
Yeah. Kyo was talking about how cool it would be to have some thunder during the podcast this evening.
Boom.
For a little ambiance.
I think I can actually help with that.
Oh? Are you Thor?
Kind of.
Behold.
Didn't know what that one was.
Kind of a... Was that like an electrical hum?
Kind of. But it sounded very far away.
Hmm. Cool.
It also wasn't me.
If it wasn't you...
Oh, there's an app for that.
Isn't there always?
This is my white noise machine to fall asleep to.
I have a similar one.
That's Mine's quite comforting.
My actual... It's like one of those alarm clocks that is supposed to wake you up at a proper time within a range. Smart alarm clock.
Or like those ones that slowly get brighter and brighter to simulate sunlight.
I would like to get one of those. I have like one of the sort of, what is it, the full spectrum lamps that's set on a timer, but it doesn't gradually light up. It's just light now, which if I'm partially awake already terrifies me.
Yeah, that's what these Christmas lights have become.
Interrogation.
Hang out, like, click, Christmas!
Although I feel that's how real sunrise should be. Just darkness. Daytime!
Full bore, no transition.
And then God said, let there be... Oh my God!
God said, let there be light. Ah, sunglasses! Let there be sunglasses!
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah. I hope we don't experience any outages tonight.
Ooh, that was a good one.
That would be unfortunate.
Was that real?
That one was real.
Yep.
It really was.
That is very real thunder.
Oh, wow. Otherwise,
but no sideways rain yet, so good so far.
Yeah.
Quick, say something else foreboding.
I don't think there are any axe murderers in the apartment.
Bum, bum, bum.
Nothing. Nature's let us down once again.
I gotta take the cue off the lightning, because there was about 5 seconds between the flash and the thunder, which means...
We're all going to die?
Probably. Eventually.
Yeah.
Means that lightning strike was about 5 miles away, if I understand the... Logic, the science behind it. So,
by the way, phones on silent.
They
if you have
done
it.
And done.
Good. Glad I always just remember.
We're good guests.
Making sure.
The best.
Yeah, I'm good.
Your apartment feels cooler this time.
It does, and it... I mean, it doesn't for me, but that's only based on the... fact that my shirt's still wet, so it's just kind of that heat from moisture.
Is this new?
No, actually, that's old and broken to the point where it doesn't spin anymore, which is kind of unfortunate.
Well, I kind of like it.
That seems to be the case with those. My friend has one that's very similar, also broken, no longer with the oscillation having.
Mm. So it's just, you know, courtesy couch direction. Just to make it a little bit nicer, a little more tolerable.
We appreciate it, Dan.
I try.
Yeah.
Were you just laughing because of the order of prepositional phrases there?
Yes, I appreciated it very much.
Yeah, it was. We were watching the news earlier this evening, and there was a news anchor that had a pretty hilarious string of phrases in a very odd order. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't remember what he said, but it was something like, it's nice that you have the thing on the there, blah de blah, etc. It was kind of broken up like that too, but
just couldn't think on his feet.
Yeah,
or her feet as
yeah.
50s generalizing.
I have to keep talking. It doesn't make sense yet, but it's making less sense the more I say.
I've gone too far. I must keep going.
I gotta save this. Turning back now.
There's more rain.
Ah. So we have the white noise of the fans and the white noise of the rain.
But not the clicking of the fans, so not as bad.
I could fall asleep at any moment.
Five. That's why it's kind of cushiony. Like, it'll kind of catch you a little bit.
Eight.
Just nine, head against the microphone. 10,
11, 12, 13, 14.
He's counting the raindrops.
16. Yeah.
Crap, you made him lose count.
That one was farther away.
See, I don't see the lightning, so I just see you start counting. Like, yeah, okay. Sure.
Yeah, that one was like...
He's doing it again.
15 miles away, so...
That's why it's called Rain Man.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
I'll try to count the raindrops for you now. What are the 6, 7, 8? That was a lot.
He didn't have to.
There was
try.
A lot of raindrops. Yeah. I wasn't trying very hard there.
4.2 billion raindrops, yeah.
It would be kind of interesting to know exactly how many raindrops hit the ground given a certain amount of time.
14.
How long was that?
7.
7?
Mm.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Well, it could be interesting with something like the leap motion now. You could create a square space and possibly track how many, you know, individual raindrops travel through that area and then multiply that across a larger scale to determine.
Yeah.
Gets confused and just assumes that there's a hand with 53 fingers.
The future is here.
That an overlap would have to be accounted for, but still, interesting. Science.
Science.
Yeah. I don't know.
Speaking of science, I was watching a thing on Netflix, a documentary on Netflix about, it was the one titled How the Universe Works. And one of the things they talked about was the Big Bang, and they discussed a unit of time that is like a 1/1,000,000th of a second or something like that. I think it was like what was it? I don't remember the exact term, but it was just to illustrate how quickly the Big Bang happened. And I was just thinking about how you could use that measurement of time to determine how many raindrops are falling on the Twin Cities at that in that split second.
Kind of like how the Millennium Falcon completed the Kessel Run in something parsecs, but parsecs is a measurement of distance rather than time, and you're thinking of a measurement of time versus volume?
No, I'm... given that period of time,
I see.
Yes. Yes, and but then you would have to run into the question of when do you define the raindrop hitting the ground? Is it when the surface tension of that raindrop touches the ground, or is it when the full mass of the raindrop hits the ground?
I think first contact.
Hmm.
I love that movie.
Or maybe it's when the rebound of the raindrop occurs.
The only Nemesis is available on most streaming sites I've found, which is kind of annoying. Cause
First
I wanna...
Contact was on there.
It was.
At one time.
But maybe LeVar Burton wanted too much money.
Bastard. Ba-da-ba. He would be the one. Him or Dorn. Fucking Dorn.
Or the guy who played... It's not Pete Pothelthwaite. It's that other guy who's really tall who played... guy who made the spaceship on First Contact.
Oh.
He was on Babe. He had the really long nose. He was like the one of two Americans in The Artist. He was the chauffeur.
I know what he looks like, but I can't remember his name.
I don't have it.
He's That'd one of Zach's one favorite actors.
Call Zach.
Blurg.
Yeah, Zach would know.
Blurg.
I think Dan's looking it up on IMDb.
Yeah.
Get it.
Yeah. I recently watched Star Trek Nemesis on Netflix, too.
How was that for you?
It was...
Nemesis-y?
It wasn't all that great, but yeah. It was really interesting seeing a young Tom Hardy playing the villain.
I completely forgot that was him, and I'm like, really? Yeah. It doesn't... no. Yeah.
That was bizarre. I mean, starts out as a Star Trek villain, and now he's Bane in Batman.
Yeah, and nobody remembers him from that movie.
He put on some muscle.
Just proving that nobody cared until he put on the mask.
Ah-ha-ha-ha.
See what I did there?
I do see what you did there.
It's a movie thing. Thing that I did.
Yeah. It was like an important thing to that movie.
Yeah, but not the other one. But yeah. But I put it into that other one.
Yeah, it's true.
I applied it to a different situation.
You did.
So if it's the guy I think it is...
Don't say it. Don't yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Wait.
Then I can keep scrolling. I didn't know he was in that if that was him. It's extensive enough of a list to make me assume that this is him. What?
James Cromwell.
I totally had the wrong one, but had an equally impressive career.
So I was close. I was thinking Oliver Cromwell, who's an entirely different person.
Yes, he is.
Zach versus IMDb.
Holy crap. He texted you back that quickly. That is awesome.
Why can't I find him
in the list? What's the actor in Babe? James Cromwell.
I feel like I might have passed him.
The pig?
Oh, yeah, I did pass him. He was like fifth on the list. I'm dumb. Yeah, there he is. Yes. Long face man.
Kudos to you, Zach.
Woo woo.
Wow. That was awesome.
Good job, Zach.
From the West Coast.
Able to enter into the future.
Yes. Is your webcam still on?
Oh, no, it's off.
Okay. Because you could be getting a really nice shot of my feet right now. So
yeah, we'll just have the buffering podcast webcam. Oh, look, Adam's wearing different socks today.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yes, the sock cam.
Oh, Argyle socks, he came from work.
Yeah.
No.
So has this been the mic check, or is this
this is a mic check.
Oh,
at
I
this
like
point.
It.
Yeah.
Nice and casual.
Yeah, way more casual than...
Ooh, that's nice.
Previous times.
We don't really try to force questions anymore because we're not good at coming up with them anymore. 95 episodes in, the well is starting to run dry.
Yeah. We just sort of let it flow and go where the conversation takes us and try to keep it a little bit centered on streaming, but it doesn't matter as much for the mic check.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, things sounding good, yes?
Yeah. Yep.
Cool.
Like
then we will... If anyone needs to use the restroom or get another beverage or et cetera, now's the time. And what we'll do is we'll tape for 20, 25 minutes for conversational stuff. Then we'll take another break, and then we will go into the new version of Movie Bluff, which we will review during that break.
Yeah, it may be. Yeah, we talked about it a little bit, but it may be a good idea to save this mic check and then just in case from outages. Yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah.
We can do stuff in segments tonight.
Yeah.
Click. That'll make editing easier for me.
Hooray.
Hold up.
Because it's always when did we actually start talking?
Yeah.